Good morning and welcome to Simply Startups. It's Thursday, April 25th. On today's show, Berlin-based Good Carbon secures 5.25 million euro to bring new high-quality nature-based solutions to market, and African AI startups are invited to apply for Intel Liftoff Hackathon. Plus, NVIDIA plans to acquire two Israeli startups aiming to run AI models more cheaply. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Startups. We start off with some exciting news in the world of sustainable investing. Berlin-based startup Good Carbon, which specializes in high-quality carbon credits from nature-based solutions, has announced the successful closing of a 5.25 million funding round. The round was led by Ocean 14 Capital Fund, with participation from Silverstrand Capital, angel investors, and existing investors. The investment aims to expand the company's nature analytics, strengthen its team, and introduce more offsetting projects. For more, we're joined by our correspondent. So what exactly does Good Carbon do, and why are nature-based solutions important?
Good Carbon provides a platform for companies looking to establish trustworthy, long-term carbon credit portfolios from nature-based solution assets. These are projects designed to protect, sustainably manage, and restore natural ecosystems in a way that addresses social challenges while benefiting both people and nature. The key is that nature-based solutions can deliver long-term, sustainable impacts environmentally, economically, and socially. Good Carbon believes the challenges of climate change, biodiversity loss, and global inequality are interlinked and demand a unified solution through these types of projects.
And it seems Good Carbon is already working with some major corporations in Germany. What will this new funding allow the company to do?
The funding will help Good Carbon expand its nature analytics and expertise, grow its team, and bring more high-quality carbon offsetting projects to market. While it's estimated that nature-based solutions could provide 10 billion tons of carbon reductions by 2030, there is currently a finance gap for high-quality assets. Many companies hesitate to invest in projects long-term due to a lack of availability and transparency around the true quality. Good Carbon wants to change that through close collaboration with impact-driven projects and by cultivating its own exclusive Good Carbon original projects. The goal is to become an integral part of corporations' carbon compensation plans in Germany and beyond.
Thanks for the update on Good Carbon and the carbon offset market. It will certainly be interesting to see how that develops in the coming years. Shifting gears now to another story. Intel is launching the second edition of its Liftoff Hackathon for African AI startups. The event aims to bring together aspiring tech entrepreneurs, software developers, and AI enthusiasts to collaborate, innovate, and create solutions to concrete African challenges. For more on this, we're joined by our correspondent. So tell us, what can participants expect from this hackathon?
The Intel Liftoff Hackathon, themed Hack and Connect, will feature a range of activities for participants. There will be hands-on workshops that allow learning of AI essentials, giving attendees a solid foundation in this cutting-edge technology. Participants will then have 3 days of challenges, working with mentors to test their skills and develop innovative solutions.
It sounds like an excellent opportunity for networking and showcasing their startups as well. What kind of support will Intel and its partners provide?
Absolutely. The hackathon provides exhibition opportunities for startups to showcase their work and forge partnerships with industry leaders. There will also be valuable networking sessions to engage with fellow startups and gain insights from domain experts in the AI ecosystem. This kind of exposure and connection building is crucial for early-stage startups looking to grow and attract investment.
And what about the winners of the hackathon? What can they look forward to?
The winners will be invited to join the Intel Liftoff for Startups program, which provides unique mentoring sessions with ecosystem partners. This personalized guidance can help startups refine their business models, technology, and go-to-market strategies. Winners will also receive marketing opportunities, such as being featured in blog articles, helping them gain visibility and attract customers or investors.
It certainly seems like a valuable opportunity for African AI startups. How can interested entrepreneurs and developers apply to participate?
Applications are open now and will close on May 7th. Interested startups and individuals can apply online through the hackathon's website. The hackathon itself will take place online from May 27th to the 31st in partnership with a range of organizations supporting African entrepreneurship and innovation, such as Modus Africa, University Mohammed VI Polytechnic in Morocco, and the TUT Hub of Artificial Intelligence Institute of South Africa.
Thank you for those details on the Intel Liftoff Hackathon for African AI startups. It will be exciting to see what innovative solutions emerge. In other AI startup news, NVIDIA is doubling down on its dominance in the space through a series of strategic acquisitions. The chip giant has confirmed it will acquire the Israeli startup RunAI, and is also said to have reached a deal for another startup called DESI, according to a report from The Information. Here with more details is our Simply Startups correspondent. So tell us, why is NVIDIA scooping up these particular AI startups?
Well, David, as demand for NVIDIA's advanced chips has surged with tech companies increasingly investing in AI models, a key challenge has emerged. These models are very costly to run and prone to mistakes. This has led to concerns over the return on investment for such huge expenditures in AI. That's where these acquisitions come in. Both DESI and RunAI are focused on making AI more cost-efficient. RunAI's technology enables AI chips to run multiple workloads in parallel, reducing the number of GPUs needed. Meanwhile, DESI optimizes AI models themselves to run more cheaply, similar to another startup called OmniML that NVIDIA quietly acquired last year.
Interesting. So it seems NVIDIA is looking to control costs across the entire AI workflow, from the chips to the software models themselves. What could this mean for NVIDIA's business in the long run?
If NVIDIA can successfully bring down the costs of running AI models, it could help sustain the long-term demand for its chips that power these systems. The Information reports that NVIDIA is expected to offer DESI and OmniML's optimization technology alongside its CUDA parallel computing platform, and RunAI's orchestration software will likely be integrated into NVIDIA's DGX Cloud AI supercomputing service. So in essence, NVIDIA is building a full-stack, end-to-end platform to make AI development and deployment more accessible and affordable. This could cement its leadership position as more and more companies look to leverage AI.
It certainly seems like a savvy strategy as the AI arms race heats up. Of course, NVIDIA will still face stiff competition from other major players investing heavily in AI like Google, Microsoft, Amazon, and more. But these acquisitions show they are not resting on their laurels. It will be fascinating to see how this all plays out. On the topic of innovative business strategies, a group of former Flipkart employees, led by Barga Varangji, is working to fix a big hurdle faced by D2C startups, acquiring new customers. Through their platform Pop, the Bengaluru-based startup aims to build a vast pool of customers and drive sales through a reward currency called Popcoins. Here with more details is our startup correspondent. So, how exactly does this Pop platform work to help D2C brands acquire customers?
Pop is creating a network of e-commerce savvy Gen Z and millennial users who can earn Popcoins as a reward currency. Participating D2C brands will get access to this customer network and be able to acquire and retain them more efficiently than through current customer acquisition methods. Pop also has a SaaS product, a simple Shopify plugin, that over 120 D2C brands are already using. It enables brands to issue Popcoins that customers can redeem on purchases. In addition, Pop is launching a D2C marketplace app in May that will feature over 500 brands. The app will also have its own UPI handle where users can earn 2% back in Popcoins on every transaction.
It sounds like Pop is taking a unique approach by combining bottom-up loyalty solutions with top-down co-branded credit cards. How does this set them apart from competitors like Magic Pin?
Pop is very different in that it is solely focused on the D2C market, whereas Magic Pin is a discount voucher platform for any online or offline brand. Pop aims to specifically incentivize avid D2C shoppers, the type of consumers who think beyond mainstream brands and want to stand out with their lifestyle choices. In terms of fintech offerings, Pop will provide 2% back in Pop coins on every UPI transaction. They'll also launch a co-branded credit card that earns 10% back in Pop coins on online purchases. This symbiotic relationship between banks, anchor brands, and Pop is a key differentiator.
Launching fintech products like UPI and co-branded credit cards requires navigating some regulatory hurdles. What compliance measures has Pop taken on this front?
Pop recently obtained a TPAP license, which allows them to become a UPI payments player, similar to PhonePe or Google Pay. For the planned co-branded credit card, Pop will be partnering with a large bank, an arrangement that will be rolling out soon. The startup is currently focused on launching its products after having raised a seed funding round last year. They have sufficient funds in the bank for now, with plans to raise a Series A sometime later this year.
It will be interesting to see how Pop's platform and unique reward system catches on with D2C brands and consumers. We'll be tracking their upcoming product launches, so stay tuned. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Startups. We'll see you back here tomorrow.